AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone. Your journey. Our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems. Improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Welcome to AutoLine Daily, where the news today seems to be all about earnings and concept cars. What a combination! And let's start with the earnings. General Motors sold 9.7 million vehicles last year, up 4.5% from the year before. But its revenues were up only 2% to a little over $155 billion. Wow, that means Ford is only $8 billion behind GM in revenue. GM's operating profit hit $8.6 billion, the same as Ford's, and its net profits fell more than 22% to $3.8 billion. GM did have to take over $1 billion in one-time adjustments, mainly to start paying down the costs of yanking Chevrolet out of Western Europe, the cost of starting to shut down Holden in Australia, and the cost of Venezuela devaluing its currency. This is a very mediocre financial performance, and let's hope now that Mary Barra is running GM that it starts posting the kind of profits a company this size should be generating. Daimler also posted its earnings this morning, and what a difference compared to General Motors. Daimler sold 2.3 million cars and heavy trucks, up nearly 7% from the year before. Its revenue rose only 3% to over $155 billion. But that's the same as GM's, even though Daimler sold 7 million fewer vehicles than GM. Daimler's operating profit soared almost 23% to more than $14 billion, and its net profit shot up almost 28% to more than $11 billion. Daimler CEO Dieter Zetsche has been under intense pressure to show he was leading the company to a bright future, and man, has he delivered. I'm sure Dieter is getting the last laugh over those who made fun of the fact he only got a 3-year contract extension instead of the normal 5 years. Last year, we told you it was coming, and now it's official. GM just unveiled its small cargo van for North America at the Chicago Auto Show. The Chevy City Express is a rebadged version of the Nissan NV200. Both are powered by a 2-liter inline 4-cylinder that's mated to a CVT. The only difference between the two is the front fascia. The City Express goes on sale this fall in the U.S. and Canada. Pricing will be announced later, but the NV200 starts at about $21,000, so the City Express will probably be awfully close to that. You've heard the saying that less is more, right? Well, some designers are incorporating that life lesson into their concept vehicles. Wards reports that designers feel that a concept with only a few key features will help people remember what they've seen rather than one jammed full of ideas. And that's to get them to see the designer's real message, like, look how luxurious our interior is. Speaking of concepts, let's look at a few unveils from the Auto Expo in New Delhi. And wow, does that show you how much the automotive world is changing when we're featuring concept cars from India? Chevrolet showed off a new compact SUV called the Adra. It was developed entirely by Indian designers at the GM Tech Center, India, and it adopts some of the brand's global design language. You may notice the grille kind of looks like an exaggerated version of the Chevy Spark. Next up is Honda and its Vision XS1. This wild-looking concept is based on the Japanese automaker's man maximum, machine minimum philosophy, with its sporty compact body and seating for up to 7 people. The Vision XS1 does not look ready for prime time, but it's nice to see that a Honda vehicle is a far cry from the milquetoast ones it's been producing lately. And last but not least is Tata. It used the 2014 Auto Expo to show off its next generation of global cars. One is a compact sedan called the Zest, and the other, a hatchback called the Bolt. They were designed and developed with the automaker's new fundamental principles in mind. Design Next, which is an all-new design language. Drive Next incorporates a new powertrain. And finally, Connect Next, which is an all-new infotainment system.
I'm Seamus McElroy in Las Vegas, Nevada. And rejoice, America, the Volvo wagon is back. That report's coming up next.
Dow Automotive Systems, driving solutions in automotive, commercial transportation, and aftermarket with innovative products like Betamate structural adhesives. Lighter, stronger, safer. DowBetamate.com.
Dealers, customers, and even journalists have wondered what's been going on with Volvo. The brand's kind of dropped off the face of the map over the last few years. But what's been going on is an $11 billion investment in the company, including new plants, new architecture, and a new family of engines, scaling down from 8 down to 2 four-cylinder engines. And they'll be coming out this year in products like this.
The whole engine has been redesigned. It goes into the engine plant at Skövde using fairly standard equipment, but everything is aluminium. On the gasoline engines, which come into the US, it's direct injection, a unique sort of emissions after-treatment system. And then we've got two levels of turbocharging, one of which is a straight turbocharger. And then for the top 302 horsepower, it's a turbocharger and a supercharger. The supercharger giving the initial kick, and then the turbocharger taking over for the power. But then we've got an 8-speed gearbox on side. That gives you both fuel economy, but enables the engine to work at its most effective point, either for cruising or for acceleration. We did a lot of work on the exhaust system to make sure the air can get through the whole engine. New fuel tank layout. Everything is basically new on the car.
One of those cars the new engines will be powering is the all-new V60 Sport Wagon that's new to the American market. But it might not look like the traditional Volvo wagons you're used to. That's because the company redesigned it to lose its boxy look.
But for us, you know, when people think of Volvo, they think of the square box. And as a matter of fact, in the old days when we built designed wagons, we designed them with the specific qualification that said you need to be able to fit something in the back. You know, for example, they would use a love seat or some kind of a small refrigerator, a European-sized refrigerator. And that was how they would design the opening and the back of the car. And this is very much different. I mean, for the V60, we see it appealing more to someone who's a bit more sport-minded, a bit more sedan-biased, if you will. And so they want the functionality that the extra space of a wagon gives them, but it's not that they want to haul, you know, stuff from the lumberyard. It's really more, it's the camping gear, it's the hiking equipment, maybe it's the hockey equipment for the kids. It's more in that regard than it is to, you know, the Home Depot type of lugging. So it's a different customer, but it's definitely someone biased towards a little bit more sporty drive and a dynamic drive. So we've got all the attributes in the car that allow that to happen.
If our first impressions are any indication, Volvo customers will really enjoy the company's new powertrains. They're fun, they're responsive, and I thought they paired well with the new 8-speed automatic transmission. And if you'd like to test drive these cars yourself, they're starting to roll into dealerships right now. In Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Seamus McElroy for Autoline Daily.
And don't forget that today is your last day for a chance to win this autographed copy of Bob Lutz's Icons and Idiots. To enter, tell us, who was Bob's favorite high school teacher? A hint, it is in the book. So send in your answer to viewermail at autoline.tv or just leave it in the comments section, and then we're going to choose a winner at random and announce it on tomorrow's show. And after you've done that, join us for Autoline After Hours tonight, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Our guest is Nancy Gioia, the head of mobility and electrification at Ford. Get your questions ready for anything to do with hybrids, plug-ins, and EVs, because Nancy will have the answers. But that's it for today's show. Thanks for watching, and we hope to see you right back here again tomorrow.